That's too high to hit right now. That's too high of a note to hit right now. Oh, sounds better now.
Let's get into it.
It's morning vibes. It's time for morning rants with your host, Superman Dan. It's morning vibes with Superman Dan.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to Morning Vibes with Superman Dan. I am your host, as always, Superman Dan, of course. Why else would you be here if it wasn't to listen to this beautiful, melodic voice of mine, right? I apologize, I'm a little stuffy today. I've got a cold. And yes, I can still taste things. I don't have a fever, so it's just a cold. Do those even exist anymore? I hope so. Well, I mean, you know. We just have a sip of my coffee here. Oh, that's good. Good morning, people. All right. It's disgusting. First of all, how you doing? What's new? What's going on? Let me know. Tell me how you're feeling. You know, send a comment over to my Instagram at Morning Vibes with Superman Dan, and you know, I read them all. I get them all. Sometimes I even talk about them on the air here. Today. What am I doing today? Today I have a wedding today. It's out. Oh, it's not that far away. It's only about a 15-minute drive for me. But I get to work with my girl today. I get to work with my favorite photographer today. My little boo thing. So yeah, that'll be good. I didn't mean to yell on the microphone, but I was really, really excited. But I got about 4 hours until then. So I'm just going to do some laundry and do some dishes upstairs. You know, maybe I should have breakfast too. You're right, I should have breakfast. I should order it from Grubhub because I am not going to have time right now to cook anything because the stuff that I need to cook, I'm washing. Not that you care. Let me tell you about what I talked about last week. I said I was going to talk to you about Jurassic Park. Yeah, the real life Jurassic Park. I was in the real life Jurassic Park. How, you say? Well, let me tell you about it. Before I get into it, let me just give another shout out to you guys. Thank you for your continuous listening every week. Thank you for your continuous support. And thank you just for your continuousness. I don't know if that's even a word, but continuousness. Yeah, I appreciate it. Every week it gets get a little bit more listeners. And I know I promised I was going to do video again, so I got to start doing video. So I should probably start doing that again. I just ordered some breakfast from Grubhub because I'm hungry. But you don't care about that? Let me just talk to you about Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park, the real life story. So I was moving out to Arizona. This is years and years ago. I was moving out to Arizona. I have family and I have friends out there, and I don't remember what quite was going on here in Michigan at the time, but I knew I moved out to Arizona. Wasn't for a long time, but it was, you know, changing your residency and stuff like that. So I was moving out to Tempe, Arizona, and to drive out there, my friend, my brother, he said he would drive with me. So we drove from Michigan across the United States to Arizona. And it took us a day and a half, 36 hours. Now, I don't know if that's good nor bad, but I do know that when he drove, I slept. And when I drove, he slept. And we made it there in a day and a half. But we've driven across the country before. We've done a lot of road trips together before. And one of our rules are, whenever it is midnight, wherever we're at, doesn't matter where we're at, but wherever we are at midnight, we stop and we go and have a drink somewhere, whatever, you know, whatever city we're in, wherever state we're in, we go and we have a drink somewhere. And this one, feel like we've done it a couple times. So I think the first, on the way out there, I think that we were, man, I don't know, but I don't remember which state it was. There's a couple different ones that we've done. So I'll be honest, tell you both of them, just in case one of them was correct. One of them, we stopped in Kansas City. We were in Kansas City at midnight. It was the first time I've ever been, second time I've ever been to Kansas City at the time. And we stopped at a bar, and I don't remember what the tab was, but I misread the tab. I thought it was more than it was. And so, you know, I left a really good tip on it. It would be something like, it's not this, but let's just say the tab was 10 bucks, right? Because we're not trying to get drunk. We're trying to drive somewhere and continue driving. So it's not like we can have a bunch of drinks. So, right, after we drink, we have a bunch of water and do all that stuff to get right in the head. But whatever. So we stopped, and, we had a drink in Kansas City, and let's just say the tab was 10 bucks. Or 5 bucks. I left, well, whatever the tab was. I know I'm rambling here. But whatever the tab was, I left like a 200%, right? So if it was like 5 bucks, I ended up leaving like 20 bucks, which is more than 200%. Yeah. So if the tab was 5 bucks, I left like 20 bucks. If it was like 10 bucks, I left like 30 bucks. Whatever the tab was, I remember as we're leaving, my buddy was like, "Are you?" Because even the bartender was like, "Are you good?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, don't worry about it. We're good." I'm thinking like, yeah, whatever. Just trying to be, nice. Give him a nice tip. We leave the bar, and my buddy's like, "Do you know how much you left?" And I go, "Yeah, I left this amount, right?" He goes, "No, you left this amount, like even more." And I'm like, "Oh shit, I probably can't go back in and get that, can I?" He's like, "No." So it's not that funny of a story. I would need him here to talk about. Maybe I'll get him on. We'll talk about some of our trips. Anyway, we drove to Arizona, and wherever we're at midnight is when we stop. We stop and we go get a drink somewhere, as you just heard. And we finally we make it to Arizona, and where I'm staying at the time with my aunt and my cousins that live out there. And we get there around, I would say, 9:30 at night, maybe. Maybe even later, like 10 o'clock, maybe. But, I mean, yes, that's not that late. But after you've been driving a day and a half, it's pretty late. So that night, we get there. And for people who haven't lived out west, I know the rules about it. Out west, we have scorpions, okay? We have little critters, like how here in the Midwest we have spiders. We have scorpions out there and out in the West. So what I am accustomed to doing is, not that I'm worried about a scorpion ever, but you check for them. So when you go to sleep, maybe you check the bedding. You check around, just make sure there's not a scorpion that's in the bed with you. Cause who wants that? So we're getting ready. He's going to stay in this in one of my cousin's rooms. I'm going to stay in my other cousin's room, and we're exhausted, and we're getting ready to go to sleep, and I can see him starting to walk towards where his bedroom is at, and I'm like, "Oh, hey, by the way," and he stops, and he turns around, he's like all really tired, he's like, "What?" He's like, "What? What's, what? And I go, "You know what, don't worry about it, just go to sleep, I'll talk to you tomorrow morning." He's like, "All right." So he goes to sleep. The next day, he gets up before I do. He goes out, and my aunt and my cousin are out in the kitchen, and they're all having breakfast, and He walks out with no shoes on. And they stop and they look at him. They're like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And he goes, what? And he's like, oh my God. I'm like, what's going on? I don't know. You tell me. And then my aunt was like, you don't have any shoes on. He's like, no. Should I put shoes on? And she said, well, didn't Daniel tell you? My family calls him Daniel, just so you know. And he goes, she said, didn't Daniel tell you? And he goes, no, tell me what? And she proceeded to tell him, you know, well, here in Arizona, we have scorpions, and, you know, they can blend in with the carpet, and you should probably wear shoes because you might step on one by accidentally, or, you know, you should check your bedding, you know, before. So I get up the next day, or that day, whatever. I come out yawning, stretching. Of course, I have my flip-flops on, but I'm stretching. I come walking out in the kitchen. His head turns directly at me, and he goes, hey, what did you want to tell me last night? And I go, oh, yeah, you might want to check your bedding for scorpions and make sure you wear shoes. So that was our first morning. That night, we went out to downtown Tempe. That's where it's at. That's where a bunch of beautiful ladies are at. And the bars there close at the time, 1 o'clock. I don't know if they still do right now, but they close at 1 o'clock at that time. And we're down there, and we're having a good time, and we decide, you know what? Why don't we go to the Grand Canyon? Let's go see the sunrise at the Grand Canyon. Sure. I mean, that's about a 4-hour drive from where we were at, but, you know, well, yeah, let's go see the Grand Canyon. So, mind you, the night before, we've been up for a day and a half, 36 hours. Yeah, we slept here and there, but it's on a car ride, and it's not that easy. Then we get to the house in Arizona. We sleep, you know, really well. But that day, we get up in early in the morning, maybe, I don't know, afternoon, whatever time we got up, but we went out, and it's hot, right? So, me, I love that hot weather. It's a dry heat, but so I love that hot kind of hot weather. So, he does not. He would sweat pouring sweat from the door from outside to the car, drenched. So during that day, you know, he's really drenched because it's hot out for him. And, you know, we are in air-conditioning places, but, you know, anytime that we're outside, it's gone. So it takes a lot out of you, right? So that night, skip to that point. That night, we decided after the bar, we were going to go to the Grand Canyon and see the sunrise. Why not? I have a picture. I don't know if I can find that picture anywhere, but we decided to go to Grand Canyon. After the bar, we get back to the house, and we're packing up some snacks. You know, could be a 4-hour drive. Why don't we pack some snacks? My aunt happens to be awake, and she's like, hey, what are you guys doing? And I'm like, well, we're going to go up to the Grand Canyon and see the sunrise. And she's like, oh, okay, that'd be good. She gets out a map. This is during the time that we still had road maps. You know? So this is during the time that we still had road maps. We didn't have the GPS. I mean, I think we had TomToms and the Navi guides, but this is solely on road maps. Oh, and also, I mean, we had MapQuest, but we weren't going to MapQuest it at the time. She gets the map out and she shows us how to get there, and we are like, all right, cool. So we got some snacks, we got some food, we made a couple sandwiches or something like that. I think we had some pop or juice boxes or whatever, but whatever it was, we made some snacks for the road trip. We get up there. Now, mind you, this is like, we want to get there at like 5:30 or something like that, because maybe like 5:30, because whenever the sun rises. So we left the house probably, I don't know, around 1:30, whatever it was. And a 4-hour drive. Once we got there, so it was still dark, right? Because it's early in the morning. Once we got there, once you get to the Grand Canyon, it's like a park, right? It's a national park, but it's a huge park. So once you get to the entrance of the Grand Canyon Park, you've got only 20 minutes before you get to the actual Grand Canyon. Cool. We're driving. We pay, $20, I think, to get in. As we're driving, there's a sign that says, one of those signs on the side of the road, obviously, that, you know how here we have deer crossing signs? So, and maybe you'll see a deer, maybe you won't see a deer, but, we have deer crossing signs and shows where, a lot of deer cross. Or you might see some deer in the distance, whatever, on the side of the road. There, once we got into the Grand Canyon, there was a bunch of signs that said elk crossing. Sure. Cool. I've never seen an elk in person in my life. Right? So there's a sign that says elk crossing, fine, whatever. We keep continuing driving. Remember, it's still like dark out. It's really dark. So the only thing that's lighting up the outside besides our headlights is the moon. Right? So I'm driving. Dave is kinda like in and out. I think he's sleeping at this point. But I mean it's been 4 hours. We've been up all day. We just left the bar. And I look over to my right and my left, and there's a bunch of eyes glowing in the distance. It was like a bunch of eyes glowing in the distance. Didn't have a body to them that I could see, just a bunch of eyes glowing in the distance. And then all of a sudden, I look back forward. I slam on the brakes, and the car goes. Was that good sound effects? I don't know. So I slam on the brakes. I look up in front of me. There is what I can only describe as a house or a small truck in front of me. There's an elk just in the middle of the road, just chilling. He didn't care about me. He would have done more damage to the car than I would have to him. Kind of looking at me, and then he meandered on. Dave pops up and he goes, "Oh shit!" I thought I was in Jurassic Park. That elk looked like a velociraptor, looked like a dinosaur. This thing was huge. I don't know if you've ever seen an elk in person, but it dwarfed my vehicle. So that's our story to how I got to the Grand Canyon in Jurassic Park. But so we finally made it to where the sunrise was at. We were so loopy, so slap happy, and so just out of it, because we were so tired that this ridge that we were at, there's a bunch of couples together holding each other and kind of like looking each other's eyes and getting ready for the sunrise. There's a bunch of photographers there getting ready to capture the sunrise. And I see because we're up so high, we're up high, but the Grand Canyon goes down really low, right? So I look down and I see an eagle below us flying. And I don't know why that was funny to me at the time. It was just really weird seeing an eagle flying below us. And I pointed that out. And then Dave started laughing. I started laughing because he was laughing. So we had to separate ourselves. He went on one side of the rock. I went on the other side of the rock. And I could hear him go, which made me go, start laughing. And people are looking at us because they're trying to have a nice moment with the sunrise together as couples. And here we are laughing about nothing. There's more that I could add on to the end of that story, but that's the beginning part I want to add on to. The beginning part I just want to tell. This is the Jurassic Park thing. And yes, I could have told the story a lot quicker, but this is a podcast, right? You're supposed to stretch it out because you're here to listen to me. I'm not here to get to the point real quick. I'm just here to talk. So you can listen to this beautiful, melodic voice. Where are we at with it? Cool. Ooh, I think I'm going to have some breakfast now. Well, at least I'll just order it. Should be here shortly. Yes, I went through Grubhub while I was talking with you guys. Oh, what else did I do? Oh, I went and saw my cousin Andrew and I. We went and saw Shang-Chi this Thursday. Comes out Friday, but apparently you can go see it early on Thursday. So we went early on Thursday and we saw Shang-Chi. It is, of course, the newest Marvel movie. And it has to do with Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings, the Legend of the Ten Rings. Now, the Ten Rings are the group that took Tony Stark in Iron Man 1. Just to give you a little history of it. And they were in Iron Man 3. They pretended to be the Ten Rings. Ooh. Did you hear that? My laundry started without me telling you. So, really good. I don't think I'm gonna give anything away. He will become the newest Avenger. Wong was in it. He was in it, but Wong from Doctor Strange and Infinity War. But Doctor Strange was not in it, so it makes me think something must happen in the Multiverse of Madness as to why. He wasn't in this end scene. So yeah, it was an end scene that I saw, that you see Wong also, and you also see Captain Marvel, and you also see Bruce Banner. Not Professor Hulk or Smart Hulk. You see Bruce Banner back to being normal. Let me go get my food. Hold on. And I just finished my breakfast. Sorry to have been gone a little bit there for you, but I mean, for you, it's probably only a couple seconds. Just to recap, went to Jurassic Park, real live version, saw Shang-Chi, which was great, saw it with my cousin Andrew. This is the first time that we've gotten to go to the theater to see a movie since the lockdown and COVID. So it was good to be back with him. It was good to be back in the theater, and the theater had a bunch of people in it, which was great. It wasn't like sparse. It was, you know, everybody was there. And we've got shitty circumstances going on in Afghanistan. I don't ever want to talk politics, but this administration is fucking up. So I think I'm going to leave it there. I usually like to leave it on a positive note. I don't like to do negativity. I know that. Okay, let's think of something positive here. My health, I'm very healthy. I feel good. I look good, you know. I get to work with my girl today. She's a photographer. I'm the videographer. We're going to do a wedding, and it's going to be a great one. We're going to make a little girl's dream come true today, and a little boy's dream. What else? I think that's about it. I have the house to myself this weekend, which is nice. I enjoy being by myself. A lot of people are like, hey, you know, don't you wanna get married and have kids? Yeah, I mean, I don't know if kids at this point, you know, but yeah, I do wanna get married, but you know, it's like I'm not out there actively searching for it, and I don't know. Do I want to get married? I don't know. I think so. I don't know. I really haven't really thought about it. So I haven't really sat down and thought about it. But I'm going to go get ready. I'm going to go start doing some more, charging some batteries, maybe do a little stretching. I bought a blazer yesterday. Oh, yeah, I bought a blazer yesterday for work because, you know, you want to look professional when you're filming, right? Like, who is that dude? Oh, he must be professional. He's got a blazer on. That's how I feel. So you always got to dress for the job you want, not the job you have. Need to write that down. Dress for the job you want, not the job you have. And, it was $175. You know, it was a buy one, get one, apparently, so you can buy another blazer. But the problem is, they messed up. They put a bunch of tags on all of these blazers that said $90 or $89.99. So I brought it up to the register, and they're like, oh, $175. I go, oh, well, this tag says $89. Long story short, they had to go get managers, they had to go do this and that, they had to scan everything, and they gave it to me for that price, which is what you have to, because that's what's on. You have to go with what the price is on there. But they were trying to make it, well, not everyone, but one person was trying to make it sound like, yeah, this was the only one over there that had it on there. No, sir. There were about 20 of them over there that had that same mistake on it. So you fix! You fix your shit, okay, department store? I'm not really that angry. I was just kidding. But I did get a blazer, and I think I'm going to wear it today. Maybe I show off a little bit for my girl tonight, right? So, yeah, I'm going to try that tonight. Let's see how I'll let you know how it goes next week. So, once again, I want to thank you guys all for listening. It's a song I just wrote. Thank you guys all for listening, and I cannot wait to talk to you guys again next week. And until then, peace. Oh, wait. You're still here. Cool. Yes, I want to thank you guys all for listening, and I will talk to you guys next week. Shout out to Australia. Now, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye. Peace. It's morning vibes with Super.